today we're talking about something that I came up with, Mike, last week for my topic.
Yeah, since we decided that we're so far ahead in our recording, we need to fix that and make and slow ourselves down in terms of releasing things. And by releasing a bunch of episodes, we're trying to be timely. We're trying to be timely because our fucking holiday episode came out, what, last week? And
It came out after New Year's. And we recorded that before Thanksgiving. So we're way too behind.
Exactly, exactly.
So this is something that I want to do now because it is sort of the new year. And the idea that I had for this topic is kind of in the same realm of resolutions, but I made a specific thing not to make it just about resolutions, where I wanted us to each try and come up with one word for what we want to strive to do or what we want to try and be more or less of in 2018. You know, like just like if there's one word that you can do to describe what your plans and goals are for 2018, it would be this.
Yeah. Okay.
And you said that you had some thoughts on this. And every time that I hear you say that you have thoughts on things, it's usually, I don't agree with this. I fucking hate this. I don't like this. I have thoughts on this. AKA, Jeff, you're a fucking idiot. This is stupid. What are we
doing? No, I don't think that you're a fucking idiot. I think that there is something to be said about the idea of New Year's resolutions. I think the way that people would approach New Year's resolutions is always like a failure. It's a common joke in American culture. You know, like we set these New Year's resolutions and we know that we're not going to hit them. And it's this thing. And you, every time you hear someone actually talk about their New Year's resolutions, they always, you know, like either they stick with them for the first 2 months and then they give up, or, you know, you tell someone, oh, my New Year's resolution is to do X. And then when you don't do it, like you have this weird ball of shame. And for some reason, it's like a common thing for everyone to say, all right, my new year, new me, blah, blah, blah. I don't hear that very often, but that was a big deal for a couple of years, you know, new year, new me. But yeah, so, you know, my whole problem with New Year's resolutions is like you're kind of setting yourself up for failure. I understand that there's a new calendar year, but I'm of the opinion that if you want to do something, you can do that any time of the year. And that's just like me being like a shitty 20-something cynic. But I've never held to that. The first time I tried to do a New Year's resolution, it failed miserably. And I was like 15 and I was like, fuck this. I'm never going to do it ever again. And here I am almost 15 years later thinking, you know, I'd never actually done that. And I think that that's okay. But with that being said, to try to humor the topic, I never in my mind thought that I was going to necessarily set a New Year's resolution, and I don't think that I have, but I have set like personal goals for myself because I have things that I want to do this year. And I mean, if there's no difference between a goal and a New Year's resolution, then fine. I'm an asshole and I'm being a big, huge hypocrite. But, ultimately, like I have some things that I want to do. And so like with the beginning of the new year, it kind of coincided with a couple of different things that I was doing in December and at the end of November and early December. And then I kicked them off and to say, okay, daily habits start now. Because that's like the best way to do anything is to force yourself to build a habit around it. So I've done a couple different things, but my long-winded explanation is the word that I picked is better. And that goes into a lot of different things. So we can start there, I guess, if you want to talk about your side of things before we go into the details.
Yeah, my word would be less.
Okay. Well, where did this come from then?
So I have been writing about this a little bit on Tablet Habit, and I've been talking to you quite a bit about this. But the reason I wanted to come up with the word less was mainly because I started this. I really hate to like explain this to people because I know that as soon as I explain this, I'm just going to come off as like this douchebag hipster, like millennial kind of thing, but like I started to look into minimalism a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that like I think minimalism has a really bad rap among a lot of people because they're like, well, why they think that I want to make other people convert and not have as much stuff as they have.
Oh boy. I feel like I know where you're going with this, but yeah, keep going.
Okay, like, long story short, I started to clean out my office area. I spend most of my time at home in my office working on stuff, whether it's the blog, this podcast, or just as like a sanctuary where like I have my space and I can do kind of whatever I want in this space of whether it's creatively or just like watching a movie or something that like my fiance and I don't really want to watch together. I have this area in which is mine, and I try to keep it clean because, as I said before, if it's clean, I feel more creatively inclined and I don't feel as overwhelmed. And so that was kind of the start of it. And then I started looking more into minimalism as an ideal or as a lifestyle. And I started to put that in with my digital things. So those are the second things that I use the most, my iPad and my iPhone. And I completely started from scratch on both devices, where I removed all of my apps and just downloaded and installed the important stuff.
Oh, boy. You know, I know that feeling. That's a great feeling sometimes. I've been there.
And I'm trying to do it for the next month. And there have been some things that I've noticed in this that I'm writing about for the website, but I've noticed that I'm putting a lot more stuff on my phone than I did my iPad, and I thought it was going to be the other way around.
Okay.
It makes sense to me that it is that way, but that's a whole other topic. We'll talk about that some other time. But the reason that my word is less is mainly because I want to take these aspects that I've taken from my office and from my digital apps, where I am only using the essential stuff and I'm getting rid of the stuff that doesn't matter to me, whether it's my desk drawer or the 17 games on my iPad that I never played, but were taking up space and making me think, oh, there's something else I could be doing rather than writing.
Well, it's always that, like, they're like, oh, I'll keep this game on here because one day I'll play it. And then 6 months goes by and you're like, oh, look, that game that I never played, I'm going to play it for sure. You leave it on the phone. Yeah, I get you.
Yeah. And on top of that, like, it's also like a really easy way to break any kind of concentration, where like you could just open up YouTube and see what's new, and then you just go down the wormhole of YouTube. Like, the less I have to decide on and to fight myself on with my willpower is better for me, because now when I open up my iPad, there's like two writing apps and a few other things, like Safari's on there. I don't have YouTube. I don't have social media. I don't have Facebook. I don't have anything on there except for the essentials. And that's how, when I open up my iPad, I know I can actually do the things I want to do creatively. So, like I said, I want to take all these aspects and put them in other parts of my life. And I want to do that with my clothing. I want to do that with all the other things that I've got in my apartment and my house. I want to do that with the paperback books that I've got. I just bought a Kindle so I can get the digital copies of those books and put them on my Kindle and take up less space and donate those books somewhere else where other people can enjoy them, while I also have copies of them for me to read again or read for the first time, because I have books that have literally collected dust for years that I just haven't picked up and read because I don't read that often. But the whole culmination of this is that I want less physical items and less things to get in the way of what I really want to do, and less overwhelm. And I think that the way to do that is to remove certain things in my life. And that's where the word less comes up from, because that's my main goal this year, is to do less but make more of it.
Gotcha. Well, it sounds to me like your word is almost focused then, because you're just trying to make sure that you can stay focused on these various things that you want to do. But I understand less. I like that idea of getting rid of all of your paperback books and all that stuff and keeping a Kindle copy, because in that case, then you're not really losing anything in terms of the actual media, but you are like gaining space. You're gaining something while not losing anything, which is nice. I kind of like that. I wish I look over at my big, huge bookcases full of books and trade paperbacks and stuff that I told myself I need to keep because I'm definitely going to read. And I kind of envy you a little bit.
I mean, it's nice to say that someone envies me, because every time I bring this up with my fiance, who, and I love her to death, but like, her and I do not see eye to eye on this. Like, she thinks of it as, like I said, like, I get so much flack for this minimalist ideas and stuff that I'm like bringing up. And there are some things that I don't necessarily agree with. Like, I want to have extra chairs. I don't want to have just the one chair I sit in. Like, I want to have things for people. I want to have a good amount of silverware and plateware for if we have guests over quite frequently. And they're going to want to eat on something. And I don't want to have like two plates for me and two plates for Courtney. And then that's it. Like,
yeah.
It doesn't make any sense. Like, there are some things I don't agree with, but like Courtney thinks I'm trying to convert her. Like I'm some sort of, have you heard the good news about minimalism kind of thing? But like,
well, I mean, in a way, like this, you know, she's your partner. So she's someone like, it's going to affect her one way or another.
Yeah.
But I think that I understand where you're coming from. It doesn't sound like you're necessarily trying to convert her, but your life is going to bleed into hers. And maybe to her, it feels like you know, you are trying to convert her like indirectly. But obviously, like that, I don't think that's the case.
No, I don't think so. I don't think so either. But it's even like when I bring this up to some people at work, they just they look at me like I'm a lizard person. Like they don't understand why I'm trying to do this.
Yeah.
So it's interesting to sort of see how people feel about their things and everything else. But I think the word focus is more inclined to what I'm actually trying to do, because I have big plans for what for the things that I want to do, whether it's this podcast or Tablet Habit. Like I have things that I want to do for both that are aspirational. And like in something that is going to be big, whether it's just trying to stay consistent with this show or trying to do more with my website, like there's things I want to do, but I need to be able to focus on it instead of maybe have less of it. So I think focus is probably a better word.
No, I think less is a good start. I mean, I only say that because I think the way that you describe it is it's all focus oriented. But it does begin with less. So, I mean, everything that you've described is less, and the reason why is for focus. So, I mean, I'm not trying to make you doubt your word and change anything. I mean, I can give you an explanation into mine. I think maybe you'll see it from a different perspective and say that maybe better isn't the right word. I mean, for me, my biggest thing is like, I need to do better, like in general. And that's not to say that I think I'm doing bad, but I think that I'm not doing great. And that's like a really vague, huge, big, huge turn. But like my some of the biggest things that I want to do this year, and I started them last year, but I didn't really follow through with them, is, you know, I want to basically take better care of myself, from, you know, in all sorts of different ways. Like I want to better myself in ways that I think that I failed last year. And it's like personal failures. It's just things that I don't think I let anyone down other than myself. And I don't necessarily feel like depressed by that. But it's like you tried something you didn't do well, but it's still something you want to do. So you have to keep trying at it. And I found it much easier to not do that because I had other things that I was doing that I think I was doing really well. You know, like for instance, I put a lot of time, I put like 10 or so hours a week, maybe thinking about the I Read Comic Books podcast, putting it in to my like daily schedule or weekly schedule where I say 2 or 3 days out of the week, I'm spending a lot of time working on this show, figuring out schedules and planning stuff. And the big thing that we did last year for the show was we ran a Kickstarter, and we ran a successful Kickstarter. And, you know, in 3 or 4 days, I think we were fully funded, which is unfucking believable. So like, I'm very happy that we were able to accomplish that. Like, I think all the work that, I put in all the work that everybody else put in to make the show possible, to make the Kickstarter possible, to spread the word about the Kickstarter and do everything. We did a really good job. But at the same time, I spent half of last year, a large chunk of last year, trying to learn Spanish. And for the single reason of that, I think that it's stupid that as an American, I live in a country where a large population of people speak another language than I do. And I don't speak a word of it. So my goal for this year is to learn passable Spanish. I took a class last year. I've been trying to do Duolingo, and I just I didn't do a good job. So I paid for 6 months of Duolingo Pro to like put my money where my mouth is. And rather than saying, let's go to a class every day, it's like, all right, let's spend 20 minutes a day just practicing Spanish, doing Spanish, like conversations and with all these bots and stuff. I work with a couple of guys who are bilingual, and they, you know, so they'll give me shit and try to talk to me in Spanish. And all I can say is like, slow down, like, por favor, you know? I know enough. Like, I'm learning things. I'm like, I feel that same feeling that I had, like, so far, I guess, in the first couple weeks of 2018, you know, like, and in the last bits of 2017, I was like really pushing myself. I have to do this. I have to learn this. This is a very big thing that I want to do for myself. I think it's super beneficial. And so as I've been trying to learn more and more Spanish, I'm getting the familiar feeling that I had when I was in high school, when I was learning German. And I'm starting to think things in Spanish, very basic sentences like I want, I have, I will take, things and stuff like that, using these basic phrases in your head over and over as you learn them. So I've been trying to do that. And the other thing is, like I said, you know, I do want to take better care of myself. So I like rescheduled a bunch of appointments with like doctors and dentists and try to, and I bought some new shoes because I want to try to get like 10,000 steps a day, period. No matter what the day of the week is or whatever the problem is, I want to try to get 10,000 steps a day. You know, if only to say like I did that one thing. If it goes further, if I start, you know, doing, if I start running, I start lifting weights, whatever, I have no plans to do any of that. The base level that I need to accomplish for myself is I want to, you know, be at 10,000 steps a day. And then after that, we can think about it, but I have to build myself up to that goal. And I don't think that it's that hard to do. So that's the biggest thing. Like those are the two biggest things that I'm like focusing on for this year, but I don't think of them as New Year's resolutions because resolutions in my head mean it's like, I'm going to accomplish this one thing this year and that's it, or these things this year. And then I'm never going to think about them again. Whereas I'm trying to like build up these habits to keep myself in a routine of something that's going to better myself. So hence the word better, I guess.
I think if I were to take a synonymous word to go with better to kind of like, since you gave me the word focus, I think I would give you the word growth.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the word that I kind of was considering. But I don't, and that's where I'm like super torn because I don't know if growth is the right word because I personally didn't think that growth fit because yes, it's like, I'm trying to learn Spanish, blah, blah, blah. But like I'm trying to do better by myself. And that's where I'm like torn. Cause I can see them both fitting, totally fitting.
Yeah. And do you not go to the doctor and dentist regularly? Like this is like, when was the last time you went to the doctor and dentist? And you don't have to answer these, but like, I'm just curious.
No, it's a legitimate question because that's the thing. I went to the dentist in July of last year.
Okay.
And I, you know, I have like my 6 month appointments all planned and stuff, but I haven't been to the doctor like for like a physical in probably 2.5, 3 years, like before okay. I came to New York. So it's not like I haven't been in like 5 or 6 or 7 years.
I'm really happy that you've been to the dentist more recently than you've been to the actual doctor because, because like you can skip a year going to the doctor. Like I've gone several years where I just get a physical and then if I get a little sick or something, I just deal with it at myself. Like, cause half the time it's a viral infection or a viral whatever, and they can't do anything for you anyway. It has to be like a bacterial thing. Yeah,
it's just like if it's the cold, if you have a cold or the flu, it's kind of like, what are you going to do?
Have some rest and drink some orange juice. Go fuck off. Like, that's all the doctors can do. Like,
right.
So, like, I can go a couple of years where I just have like a yearly physical and that's it. And that's mainly for insurance purposes to sort of prove to the insurance that, yeah, no, I'm still healthy, kind of. And then, but like, I go to the doctor every 6 months, partially because my mom is, a business coordinator and sometimes assistant to her dentist because she works at a dental office. So like taking care of your teeth has always been like really important. Like, and I say that knowing I've gotten more cavities than most of her clientele usually get. You should like, if I were to give you my medical records, dude, you'd be surprised how many cavities I've had. Mainly because I never really took care of myself until recently. Like I've gone the last 18 months without any cavities. My last three appointments have been zero cavities, which is actually
that's great, man. Feat. That's great.
But like, I know some people that haven't been to the dentist in like 5 years, 6 years. And I'm just like, why? Because the really bad thing is that if people don't go to the dentist that also don't take care of their teeth, they have to do some pretty substantial shit to your teeth to get them back to healthy. Like, I know some, like, if you ever look up videos of removing tartar from people's teeth, like, they
I can't deal with this, Jeff. No, this is half the reason why, like, I hate going to the dentist. Because, like, I understand, like, you have to brush your teeth, you have to floss, take care of your teeth and all this stuff. I hate that. All of it, all the dental work that I know is even just simple cleaning. I just hate it. Which is why the dentist is probably one of the worst things, which is why it was one of the first appointments I made when I had new insurance was like, I need to go to the dentist. I need to get this out of the way because it's a fucking chore. Yeah. And it just makes me want to die because I cannot stand it. And like, even just you talking about, have you seen videos of people getting tartar removed? I'm like, no, don't put me in that mentality.
Just imagine a power washer on your face. Like that's what tartar is. Like that's how they do it. They take like a high powered spray and they just spray like just this thick mass shit off of your teeth and it's disgusting. And then there are also times where they had to pull your gums down to clean under your gums and that's painful. That's really bad.
I don't want to think about that because I always go to the dentist thinking like Man, this is the time. This is the time they're going to be like, Mike, we got to pull them all out. They all got to go. Like, I never, like, it's not like I've ever really had bad, like, teeth. I think that, you know, as growing up, I've done a pretty good job of maintaining my teeth and making sure that, like, you know, that they're clean. And when I go to the dentist, like, I've been brushing, like, I brush my teeth twice a day, three times a day, depending on, like, if I'm feeling particularly gross because you eat, like, a full onion sandwich with a hamburger slice in the middle, like I do because I hate myself. And you know, you're just like, I need to brush my teeth again. But like, I always feel like, oh, there's a little bit of pain in my mouth. I drank that cold thing and now I feel it in my tooth. Like, and I go to the dentist and like, hey, you're looking okay. Like, you should probably floss a little more, but otherwise things are looking good. And I'm just like, oh, thank Christ. I thought this time you were going to pull out all my molars. And they're like, what are you, why would you ever think that that's an option?
Mike, you have to have wooden dentures. Regular dentures won't do.
Oh, that's the thing. I have an irrational fear of just like damaging my teeth. It all started with, like, I went out to lunch one time with my girlfriend, and we were sitting there, and I was eating a salad. I don't remember what was happening, but, like, we were talking, and I put a bite of salad in my mouth, and I bit down on the fork before it came out of my mouth.
Ooh.
Like, I don't even know what I was thinking. Like, I wasn't drunk, I was anything. I was just, like, just bit down, and I felt a crack in my mouth. Right. So immediately I start freaking out. I'm like, oh God, this is it. I've lost my front tooth because like it was on one of my front two teeth. And I was like, God. Oh my God, this is it. I cracked the tooth straight down the middle. I can feel it. And of course, like it wasn't that big of a deal. It was a little tiny piece of my tooth came off. Like not even like a significant, like just like minuscule.
Yeah.
And I ended up going to the dentist a couple weeks later anyway, or like a week later or something like that. Cause I remember thinking like, holy shit, I cracked my tooth and I'm going to the dentist next week. Like, what are the chances? And so I go in there and he looks at my tooth. He goes, it doesn't look bad. He's like, I can cap it if you want, or I can like, you know, fill it in. And then like, we can do the thing like we would for a, you know, a filling, or I can just shave your tooth down a little bit and it'll be okay. And I was like, really? That's it? He's like, yeah, it's not even going to hurt. He's like, this is a part of your tooth that doesn't have any nerve endings or anything. It's just a protective layer. Mm-hmm. Now, and he's like, in the future, you're going to blah, 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 make sure that you keep a good eye on it for the next year or two. But anyways, he shaved my tooth down and it was fine. Like it just the harsher bits, shaved off and everything was good. But I still like just have this irrational fear that anytime I bite down on something, anytime I do anything that's like really stressful to your teeth, I'm like, this is it. I'm going to ruin them. They're going to be busted. Can't get new ones. So yeah, I just have this irrational fear, which is why, like, I avoid going to the dentist and then going to the doctor. I'm worried that I'm just going to go and he's going to be like, oh, this whole thing. He's pointing at my whole body. He's like, this is no good. You're dead. You know, like
your time is soon.
I know. It's like, he's like, what the fuck have you been doing? But it's like, I've gone to get, like I said, 2 years ago or so, 3 years ago. You know, last time I went, he's just like, hey man, you should probably maybe lose a little bit of weight, but, I'd say that to most people. You're fine otherwise. And they did, you know, all the different blood tests and shit that they do. He's like, yeah, you're okay. You're pretty all right. And I was like, oof, thank God. I definitely thought I was going to die tomorrow.
God.
So anyways, so back to the whole point of this is, you know, I want to take better care of myself so I don't have this fear, but I feel like it's so ingrained in my mind now that it's like, I don't ever want to become that person that, you know, goes to the hospital or goes to the doctor like every time and just like, doc, I've got this weird pain in my hand. And he's like, well, maybe you should stop twisting your finger that way. And you go, oh, it feels better now. You know, I don't want to be that person. I don't want to be that person that shows up on an episode of House, you know, who's just the dummy who gets waited on by the doctor.
Yeah.
Oh, so man. Better. That's my word.
All right.
Just take better care of myself. Like, right. I don't know.
Yeah. Better is your word. Focus is my word.
Yeah. Yeah.
Early in the beginning of this, you kind of started laying out some of your thoughts on this, like goals and resolutions and stuff like that. And you were saying that, like, basically that you would do this on any day.
Yeah. I think if I had had this realization, you know, that I should probably do this, you know, in the middle of June, I would have done it in the middle of June, you know? I think it's a coincidence that, like, I was like, okay, January 1st, we're going to do this. Because otherwise, I would have just done it. Because I think if you have something you want to do, you should just do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's like, that's a very Gary Vaynerchuk way of approaching things, you know? Like, stop sitting around and fucking go and do it. Like,
yeah.
But I believe that. I think that there's... I don't necessarily always adhere to it. Like, don't get me wrong, I'm not this perfect specimen of humanity. I told you, I don't go to the doctor very often. I think I'm going to die all the time. But, you know, I'm also the opinion that it's like, you have to help yourself. You have to be the spark. You know, you have to be the person that puts the fire under your own ass. You can't really rely on people to be that person for you every day.
Right.
And they should be. Like, I think you should also be doing your part in trying to help others and trying to be that person for them. But you can't always rely on others to do that. So you have to be the most dependable person that you know.
Mm-hmm.
But in doing that, you can help yourself a lot. So like I said, if you're going to do something, just do it. I've seen a bunch of threads around this on Reddit lately about how do you keep yourself motivated to go to your shitty job? How do you keep yourself motivated to do this thing even though you don't like something in your life? A lot of people adhere to this, I think, a similar principle of you hold on to this idea that, oh, I want to do this thing tomorrow, or, you know, I wanted to clean my house, but I'll do it this weekend. I say that to myself all the time. I want to clean up the apartment, but I'll do it this weekend. And then the weekend comes and I'm like, I just want to play Shadow of Mordor. And then I do that all day. Thinking about it, though, it's like you have to tell yourself, I want to do it, so I'm just going to do it. 1, 2, 3, go seems to be like the thing that people hold on to. And that's what I was trying to get to is on Reddit. I see a lot of people saying, holding to this idea of that if they want to do something, they sit, they go 1, 2, 3, go, and they get themselves up and do it. And there's this whole thing about forward momentum and things like that. Sorry, I realize you wanted to butt in, so go ahead. I can stop rambling.
Well, I mean, I think it makes sense, and I totally agree with the idea of, like, just fucking do it today. Like, May 14th is just as important as January 1st as far as the day of the year. Like,
yeah.
It's very arbitrary, but at the same time, I found, not only in myself, but, like, with other people, is that, like, when August or October comes around, it is sort of the time when people start wanting to do things, and then they put it off till next year. On top of that, even when people like aren't thinking about things that they want to do or necessarily things that they want to set for goals or their resolutions, they are trying to look back on the year. You know, when 2017 comes to an end, whether it's in December or, you know, beginning of January of 2018, they look back on the year kind of without instinctive, you know, they do it instinctively. And I think that's sort of the beginning of the hamster wheel turning. And that's when people start looking back on the things that they liked, the things that they didn't like, and the things that they want to change or keep going with whatever it is. And that's how the goal setting kind of starts, is that, like, because it's the new year, you're looking back on things and then you set the goal. I don't think it's the other. I think that happens more often than people have, like, oh yeah, it's January 1st. What do I want to do now? Because I think,
I think
a lot more people are just like, I think resolutions are stupid, but at the same time, I'm looking back at the things that I've done the last 12 months and there's some things I want to change or things I want to continue.
Yeah, I can see that. I mean, it's turning over a new leaf. It's that person getting a new planner. Like, a friend of mine, the thing that she was the most excited about in 2018 was getting a brand new planner. And she was saying, you know, this year, you know, I did all this stuff, and she posted a picture online of side by side. And it was like, here's what I did in 2017. It's this big beat up bound book. And she's like, here's 2018. It's this nice, pristine, brand new exact copy of the same planner.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, look at all, and here, you know, I'm turning over a new leaf. I'm starting the new year with this whole thing, and I'm already starting to write down plans. I mean, I understand it. Like, you sometimes need that mental kick, and I'm not trying to knock it by any means. I think that it's a great way to keep yourself motivated, to get yourself motivated to do something. But I don't know. I feel like I did that for so long where I just kind of like sat and pushed things off. And now I personally think that I've become a doer, like a person that's like, I want to do this thing. I'm just going to do it. And or find a way to do it, or find a way to do enough of it that I feel satisfied. Cause it's all about personal satisfaction, right? If your goal is to say, if your New Year's resolution or your goal over the year or whatever is to say, I want to go to Maui, like, yes, going to Maui is like a thing. You can go there. You can go do it. You can reflect on it at the end of the year. You can reflect on it whenever you want. You can remember it in 10 years. It's going to be great. You went and did the thing. I think, like, last year, you know, one of the big things that I said that I wanted to do, but it wasn't necessarily a New Year's thing, but it was like an idea that we kicked around because New Year's happened to be happening. And I feel like I'm sounding like a lot of these coincidences end up being New Year's resolutions, but it's true. If only because a lot of times I see more people, you know, during the holidays, during the end of the year. And so you're like, okay, well, I'm seeing you now around Christmas or New Year's, and let's start making plans for things that we want to do in 6 months. It just so happens to be June, you know. And in the case of last year, you know, New Year's came around. My buddy who was in town in New York was like, let's go to fucking Europe. Let's do it. Let's go to London. Let's go to Paris. Let's go see that. And I was like, fuck yeah, let's go. And so me and Kelly and my buddy, we made this huge plan, and we bought tickets very early in the year, like February, to go to London and Paris for a week. And that was, or, you know, 9 days or whatever. And it was like a fucking blast. It was super cool. I don't think that that was like a resolution. I wasn't saying like 2017 is the year I go to Europe, but 2017 was the year I went to Europe. So is it any different? I don't know. But, but there's a difference between saying I want to go do a thing versus I want to build and make myself better by doing something to make like my overall life better. And that can be something as simple as saying, you know, I want to do chores every day of the week, even if it's just a small thing. If you want to sweep a small block of your apartment, which is, this is what I do, like almost maybe twice a week, once or twice a week, I'll like sweep this desk area that I'm at all the time when I'm at home, because like, you know, there's dust, there's particles of food, you know, things that spill over, and you just got to clean up your area. And it's a small chore that you can do when you've got 5 minutes. That's like another thing, like, you know, if you see a problem that's small and you can fix it right now, fix it right now. There's no need to necessarily put it off. Just clean up that thing, sweep that thing, you know, put the trash away, take the trash out. It takes you 5 minutes. And your overall life is going to be better because you are doing all of these small things that build up and end up being this big, huge stressor. I apparently have been doing a lot of reading on this lately, and I did not necessarily mean to, but I've come across a lot of different articles and like Reddit threads all about this topic. So I've got a lot to say, Jeff.
Well, I mean, yeah, I mean, there's a lot to unpack with what you said, but like the 5 minute thing really reminds me of David Allen's getting things done kind of thing, where he has this thing called the 2 minute rule.
Oh yeah, it's huge adage. Yeah, yeah.
And it's like, if you can do it in 2 minutes, just do it. Like, don't bother putting it into a task manager or trying to remember it for later. Don't bother doing anything other than that one thing you have in your mind right now that takes less than 2 minutes to do. Get up and go do it, regardless of what it is. If you can do it right now, just do it. And I have implemented that a lot in the things that I do. I used to be a habitual person that like left their plates and shit on their table and then like just like got up and did something else and then forgot about it. But like that was sort of like the first step in this kind of 2 minute rule of like, just put the fucking plate in the sink. Like, don't put it in the, you don't have to put it in the dishwasher, just put it in the sink and handle it from there. Like, that was the very start of my goal. And I started doing that more instinctively and stuff. And now with a desk that is completely clean and like knowing that I like a clean desk, like I don't leave shit on my desk anymore either.
Right, right.
Another thing that you were talking, like the vacation thing, like people sometimes set vacations and it's like they have a great time in doing it and stuff like that, but it's kind of like a one-off thing where it's not like necessarily building habits or something like that. I would argue that it could be, not always, but it could be. Like,
yeah, I realize I'm not trying to necessarily devalue that. Like, I'm more of a person that focuses more on like doing continual bigger like long-term things now, so mm-hmm. I realize that I may have come off kind of shitty about that, so I'm sorry.
No, I don't think it was you trying to be shitty. It's just I'm trying to like to flip the perspective on it, maybe for you or someone that's listening, is that like some people have the goal of like, I want to go to Maui, or like I have a goal at some point this year, probably in the summer, is that I want to take Courtney and I for a weekend in Chicago. We've always wanted to go to Chicago. I know it's expensive as shit to go to Chicago, so I know I need to start saving money and putting money away for it.
Right.
And like, that's kind of it's not necessarily my resolution to go to Chicago. My resolution is to start having the habit of saving money to be able to do the things that I want to do. And in this case, it happens to be Chicago, you know?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I might say that my resolution is to go to Chicago, but I really should say, or really rethink it and say that my resolution is to save X amount of money in 6 months or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah.
So.
And I think that's again, that I think that kind of harkens back to what I was getting at, that I think one-off goals, I personally don't think that one-off goals are as valuable as long-term building goals like that. Like, if you get into the habit of saving money, you end up having more money long-term to do the things that you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's a perfect example, Jeff.
Yeah. And I think that because until you started talking about like these one-off things, I didn't really think about that as a way to sort of flip the script on it and try to turn a arbitrary one-off kind of thing into a habitual habit kind of thing that could be more powerful. So I think that that's one thing to that could be a takeaway from this, is that like you could just try and be more fine tooth on what your goal actually is. Like really think about the reason why you want to do these things, or what you could do as a habit from the things that you want to accomplish, you know?
Yeah. What kind of thing can you do that has a long-term benefit to get your short-term goal? Which I think is a good way to approach a lot of big problems in the first place, is like, what are a lot of small things I can do that are accomplishable in order to achieve this larger goal? I'm probably coming at it from like a very biased perspective, because that's what I do all day for work, is, you know, I sit down, I look at big problems and I go, okay, let's break that up into the smallest pieces possible to make it accomplishable, to make it better to estimate, so that people understand the amount of work that goes into this task that looks big to you based off of initial understanding, may not look big to other people, but as soon as you break it down to understand the pieces that go into it, they go, oh, this is this one simple task that we wanted you to do to us seems simple, but when you break it down into what the actual amount of work that goes into it is, becomes serious, it becomes very big, which is hard for some people to understand until you actually go and do that. And I think if you apply that to your day-to-day life, you can make almost any task seem manageable in that regard. And there's like a whole different passage from the great book of Reddit. A thing that I read, it was a comment on a thread. Like I said, I didn't mean to read all of these, but apparently I did, in preparation for the show. This one guy said, you know, when you think about it, in life, there are these big, huge, intangible things that you deal with every day that you can't accomplish in a day. There's no way you could ever accomplish in a day. It's keeping your day job. It's, you know, working on your relationship. It's keeping your familiar relationships good, building relationships with friends. Those things you can't accomplish and take care of during the day. And so when you have a lot of little tasks in your life that you put off and you put off and you put off because you think that you need to focus on these big, huge tasks in your life, and you say, oh, you know, I don't need to, you know, clean up my apartment. I don't need to do all these menial things that I know that I should do but instead you want to focus on these bigger tasks. You want to focus on your relationships and your friends and all that stuff. Like if you actually sit down and analyze that and think about it, like if I do some of these small tasks, managing those bigger tasks actually become a lot easier, because by accomplishing these small goals and doing these small things, you get this small little feeling of accomplishing something, doing something good, and you build up that momentum. You know, the other half of that is, I read a thing that was, somebody said, you know, my biggest thing is I'm sitting all the time, but if I stand up, I have to be doing something. So I force myself to stand up every hour and do one small thing, because as soon as I start that one small thing, I move on to another thing and another thing. And next thing I know, my whole kitchen's clean. And you think you wasted an hour, but that hour is going to be very well appreciated long term, because now your kitchen's clean for a week. And it's things like that. I keep these types of things in the back of my head, because I think that they can be really, really useful. And yeah, again, I'm rambling again. I'm sorry, Jeff. This whole episode is just me rambling about stuff I read on the internet.
No, I love that whole like get up and do one thing every hour kind of thing. Like,
yeah. I mean, it's also, if you work a sedentary job where you sit all the time,
yeah,
you should be trying to get up every hour or two at least.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I mean, that's where I love my Apple Watch, is that like I leave that standing counter on with my activity feed
of
making sure that I have 12 hours in a 24-hour period that I've stood up for at least, you know, 10, 15 minutes or whatever. And to like keep track of that kind of thing. I hit that more often than I hit anything else when either my move goal or my exercise goal each day. Because I, for whatever reason, I feel like that one's more important to me than anything else. Cause I have a sedentary job where I'm sitting in an audio booth or in a master control room or editing all day. And they're all at like a desk of some sort or in an office of some sort. So I'm always sitting, and I'm sure it's the same for you. When you code, is that like you're sitting at your computer, just writing code.
Yeah. And working hunched over a keyboard. Yeah.
Yep. And I love the fact that like you were reading up on like different productivity threads on Reddit and stuff like that. You know what I did for this episode?
What's that?
I watched a bunch of like bullshit fucking marketing motivational videos.
And what do those say in comparison?
The one I liked the most was from this guy by the name of Jocko. I don't know anything about him, but he, I think he's like a fitness guy, maybe. I think he's a business guy too, but like in the fitness world, mainly just because he's like super jacked and like all of his guests are super jacked and like,
just like, look at these big, huge meat boys.
Kind of, yeah. But he also had some pretty good things. Like he was talking about how, like the excuses that you make are lies. Like you'll do it tomorrow or you'll do it next week or you're too young or too old. And like, they're all lies and, things like that. I'll just send you a link to it cause I can't do it justice, but it'll be a link in the show notes too.
No, I like this. This sounds pretty legit, but now I'm really excited to see these videos because I want to see big, huge Jack boys talking about this stuff.
The best part, they're all in black and white. All of them. They're awesome. All in black and white. Like they really hyped up these motivational videos. And it's really easy. Like there's that fine line of like a good motivational video and ones that try too hard and
ones that are obviously trying to sell you something.
Ones that try to obviously sell you something, but like other ones that are just like, they come off as narcissistic or egotistical. You know, like there's that fine line of like having a message that you want other people to hear and just genuinely trying to get them to get motivated. And then there's that other line, that's so I can't begin to explain how fine of a line this is, but then they go into like me, like, look at me, look what I've been able to do. Or,
oh yeah.
Yeah. Like,
I've watched Gary Vaynerchuk's videos. It's fine. I get it.
I can't. I have so many thoughts about Gary Vaynerchuk.
We could do a whole episode just talking about that. Yeah,
I think I'm just kind of tired of trying to get motivated, and just I'm more inclined to listen to people that are giving you actionable tips to accomplish the goals that you want, whether that's to break them down into smaller things or to do something differently as far as your perspective and your way of your thinking, or you know, you have these goals that you want to set. Like here are some options that you can try to sort of make it seem less overwhelming. Like I'm more inclined to listen to those kind of people than Gary Vaynerchuk saying like, quit fucking complaining and just go do it, you know.
Yeah. I think that it's interesting that you say that, because I feel like that's what a lot of folks try to do. But I think the biggest thing they don't tell you is you have to really change your mentality and realize that you have to recognize that change. Like, nothing is going to come naturally. You're always going to be fighting your instinct to be lazy and not do the thing and then thinking, oh, this is too hard. Oh, this is too big. Like, you have to fight that instinct with like every fiber of your being, and it's going to be hard. You're going to cry a lot. Everything's going to suck. But it's something that you have to try at. It's a lot of effort to get over that hump. And then every time afterwards, every time you feel that feeling of accomplishment, it's going to get easier. But like the first couple times is going to be tough. The hump is going to be huge, and it's just a matter of getting over it. I mean, I'm sure that someone has said that, but I've never heard that.
I think your book title, if you ever do a motivational book or a self-help book, is "It's Going to Be Hard and You're Going to Cry a Lot" by Mike Rappaport.
Yeah. A motivational 12-page novella.
Yep.
That just says like, fucking do it.
Here's six blank pages that you can write down what you want to do. And the other six are just me telling you to do it over and over again, kind of like The Shining.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. I think this has been an interesting conversation. Definitely, we went very tangential with the topic as far as like what we discussed with it and stuff like that in some areas. But like, I like our words. I like that mine. Not like the words that we said, like our one word for the year.
Yeah, no, I know. I initially took it like, I like the words that we spoke.
But yeah, I like the one words that we each came up with.
Same.
You know, yours is better and mine is now focused. I think that was a good call, Mike.
Okay.
I think we're probably going to talk about this more down the road, whether it's another topic that we choose or something.
Well, I think the topic that's next is gonna factor into this discussion quite a bit that I picked. So yeah, I mean, if you want to get into that, I mean, next time the plan is to talk about streaks. Like, what are some long running things going in your life? What were some long things that were running in your life? What made some of them stop? What keeps them going? What makes it easier? What makes it harder? Just talking about long term things. I realize it's very related to this topic, but I don't think it's about necessarily getting started with those things. It's about how do you continue those things? Like, yeah. What drives you to keep these habits up?
Yeah.
I've got some stuff to say about
it. It's kind of like a part two to this.
Yeah. Almost. Yeah. It's like a part two. I like that.
Yeah. And we are hitting episode 10, so that's kind of a apropos thing.
Yeah. That was my thinking. So yeah, hopefully, you know, we'll have this 10th episode will actually come out and we can say that's one streak. Mm-hmm. And here we'll talk about some other streaks.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, 10 will come out. We have them recorded. It's just a matter of when. That's what I'm working on.
Yeah. Okay. That's true. Yeah. That's true.
So, but yeah, we'll talk about that next episode for sure. Episode 10, streaks. And if you want to take part of this or let us know what kind of things that you have done as far as streaks go, you can get a hold of us on Twitter. I am at Jeff. Actually, what the hell is my Twitter? I am Jeff Perry. That's so fucking weird.
Yeah. Just say my Twitter handle is.
Yeah.
You can find me on Twitter at Mike Rappin. You can also check out my comic book podcast, which is IRCB Podcast. IRCBpodcast.com. It's called I Read Comic Books. We've got a bunch of pins and stickers, but that's not related. I just get into the habit of saying that on every episode of our show because I have all these pins and stickers.
How many pins do you have that are just extra? Because I know some of them for the Kickstarter.
We've got, I think we had like 15 people that backed actual physical rewards. And so I have like another 85 pins at my house.
Jesus.
So I've got a lot of pins. I mean, and I'm going to give away a couple extras to folks. Like there was one person who backed us at a pretty high level. And so they backed for extra t-shirts. So I'm going to send them extra pins. Just because they were really nice and they kicked us into our second stretch goal. So we've got like drunk episodes and stuff to record.
Nice.
So I got a bunch of stuff. It's really cool.
Very cool. But yeah, no, so you can find us there and you can go to gettingcaughtup.net and find more of the show notes and some other things there as well. And you could find me over at, Twitter. My Twitter handle is I am Jeff Perry and tablethabit.com is where I keep all of my writing about the iPad and stuff as well.
You just got a new design on that site and it looks really nice.
I do. Yeah. Yeah. I'm really enjoying the new look of the website and everything. It was kind of a trial thing where I moved over to hosts and stuff. It was a whole thing, but like, I'm happy with the new look and I'm happy with how things are feeling with it. And, people that have reached out and told me what they think about it have all said that they liked it a lot. So if you want to check that out, take a look at it. By all means, let me know what you think. But yeah, Mike, I want you to say goodbye, but I want you to say it in Spanish.
Adios.
All right. See you guys later.